Our second question is this. Isn't science more objective than religion? Right, how do I answer something like this? Because according to the blurb that scientists themselves often put out, science is all about objectivity. But of course, I think the comeback there is that we have to ask, what do you mean by science? Science has all kinds of different meanings, and often these meanings are swapped out one for the other depending on what needs to be projected. So I think the first thing that we need to do is that we need to have a look at the definition of science. Well, science just comes from the Latin scientia, which means knowledge. But nowadays, that's really not what it means. Science nowadays brings forth the connotation of that factual information that is based solely on the evidence and solely on experimentation and formulation of hypotheses, which are then tested and retested and retested. And therefore, when science speaks, it speaks with absolute authority because it knows from where it speaks. That's not the case at all. Everyone comes with a bias, as we've already seen in previous discussions, and everyone comes from a different worldview. Now, if, as is the case with most scientists today, you have this worldview of naturalism, then you are not going to entertain any explanations of the phenomena that you come across which do not comport with a naturalistic view of the world. You're automatically going to kick out those things that point to a supernatural realm or even a non-physical realm. You'll throw them out. And you will be determined, doesn't matter what the evidence seems to say, to interpret the evidence along naturalistic lines. And that's exactly what modern scientists do. They often come up with absurdities when they try to do that, and then they foist them off on the populace, not with the scientific evidence, but with metaphysical stories that they make up to fit that evidence into. I think the theory of evolution is certainly the most well-known of those stories. We'll come to evolution at another time, don't worry. So what about this idea about the objectivity of science? Well, if we mean coming to certain phenomena or certain problems and dealing with it through testing and through assumption and through theorizing about it, then sure, we're dealing with objectivity, but we're not dealing with pure objectivity. Why is that? Well, because the phenomena don't have their own explanations written on the face of them. We give the interpretation to the evidence that we find, and that interpretation, and again, as we've seen this before, is often determined by what we will want to believe, either because we don't like certain explanations and we favor other explanations, or because our worldview prohibits one explanation over another one. So, science certainly tries to be objective, but it often ends up being subjective. And by the way, that is recognized by many philosophers of science. I've quoted Michael Polanyi before, but Polanyi, who was a world-class chemist, would often point out to people that science was not about this man or woman donning a white lab coat and going into his laboratory and in this detached fashion just finding out facts, you know, through the testing of his different theories and so on. No, rather it was because of his training, because of his background, because of the community that he worked in. He would come and, because of the skills that he'd acquired, reach certain conclusions on the basis of hunches that he had, which he would then test out in the laboratory. And so there was a strong subjectivistic aspect to science that Polanyi pointed out. And he viewed pure objectivity as just being a myth, and said so. Others that have pointed this out have been people like Thomas Kuhn, Paul Feyerabend, and, well, a number of other leading philosophers of science. So science, therefore, has an objective angle and also has this subjective angle. What about religion? Well, religion, again, depends what you mean by it. If you mean Christian religion, then straight away, I think we have a problem of clarification, because Christianity, at least in the Bible, doesn't refer to itself very often as religion. It refers to itself as a faith, a commitment towards a certain outlook. That outlook is viewed as being objectively true. And yet we are coming to that objective reality from a subjective point of view. So in the same way that science has this objective outlook and also the subjective coming to the phenomena, faith is in the same boat. So I would say that science is not more objective than Christian faith. And in fact, Christian faith is necessary, although again, I'm not going to go into detail here, that the Christian faith that provides the world picture in which science makes sense is therefore necessary to science as most people understand it. If most naturalistic scientists are to be believed, then science itself doesn't make sense. There's no reason to pursue it because there's no such thing as truth, and those that are pursuing it are just predetermined by the naturalistic forces of nature to do what they're doing.